A 23-year-old pregnant woman develops medial thigh pain and weakness of thigh adduction. What is the lesion?
These specific focal signs align perfectly with an obturator nerve lesion.
A 50-year-old man develops progressive loss of sensation in the sole and lateral foot with weakness of plantar flexion and inversion. What is the lesion?
This presentation indicates an injury to the tibial nerve.
A 78-year-old woman develops dorsum foot sensory loss and anterolateral leg pain with dorsiflexion and eversion weakness. What is the lesion?
This pattern of foot drop and sensory loss points straight to a common peroneal or fibular nerve lesion.
A 68-year-old woman develops weakness of elbow, wrist, and finger extension with sensory loss over the lateral arm. Suggests what lesion?
This constellation points to a high radial nerve lesion, specifically localized at the level of the axilla.
Finger and thumb extension weakness with preserved wrist and elbow extension indicates what lesion?
That tells us there's an isolated issue with the posterior interosseous nerve in the forearm.
Radial side wrist paresthesia without weakness indicates what lesion?
This is a pure sensory issue, localizing to the superficial radial nerve at the wrist.
Wrist and finger drop with preserved elbow extension indicates what lesion?
This classical Saturday night palsy localizes to the radial nerve as it travels along the spiral groove of the humerus.
Are hereditary neuropathy with liability to pressure palsies painful?
No, HNPP characteristically causes painless nerve palsies.
What is carpal tunnel syndrome?
This is a very common focal issue caused by compression of the median nerve at the wrist as it passes through the tight carpal tunnel.
What conditions are associated with carpal tunnel syndrome?
It is frequently seen in association with pregnancy, diabetes, obesity, hypothyroidism, rheumatoid arthritis, amyloidosis, or any local structural inflammation at the wrist.
What other median nerve entrapment syndromes exist?
You can also run into anterior interosseous syndrome or pronator teres syndrome.
What is the treatment of carpal tunnel syndrome?
Mild cases usually do well with conservative measures like nocturnal wrist splints and NSAIDs, but severe or progressive cases require surgical decompression.
How effective is conservative treatment for carpal tunnel syndrome?
Splinting on its own yields clinical improvement in about 50% of cases, while local corticosteroid injections offer solid short-term relief for around 70% of individuals.